Epilogue. Luke warily regarded the holographic image of Borsk Felya, chief of the New Republic. "So you're saying I'm free to return to Coruscant?" the Jedi Master asked the cream-colored Bothan's diminutive image. "If you wish," Felya replied. "I want you to understand that the original order for your arrest came from the Senate, not from me. It took some time, but I have exerted the pressure necessary to have it rescinded." "I appreciate that, Chief, but I seem to remember that it was you who threatened me with arrest a few months ago. How can I be certain that this isn't just a trick to lure me back?" "In point of fact," Felya said, "I hope you don't come back." "Why is that?" "Don't take me for a fool, Master Skywalker. I am aware of at least some of your activities. It is perhaps possible that some of them are useful. However, there are still elements in the Senate, powerful elements, who cite you and your Jedi as the cause behind the Yuuzhan Vong breaking their truce. Now you and I know, whatever I may have said before of political necessity, that the truce was broken because the Yuuzhan Vong very simply want every world in our galaxy. But though I've made the arrest go away, I still am not in a position to actually sanction your rogue activities. In other words, you want deniability. I have deniability, Master Skywalker. I want to keep it that way for the time being." He paused. "In time, things may change." "I think I understand you, Chief," Luke said. "In time, we Jedi may be your only hope." "Good. In that case, I'll bid you good day, or night, whichever it is, wherever you are. And, Master Skywalker—"
"Yes, Chief Felya?"
"I hope things go well with the birth of your child." "As a matter of fact, I now have a son," Luke said. "My deepest congratulations to you and your wife," Felya said.
"Thank you," Luke replied. "May the Force be with you."
The Bothan nodded gravely, and his image wavered out. "How could you be so calm with that preening hut drool?" Mara asked. She was half reclining on the bed, Ben sleeping, finally, in her arms. Luke shrugged. It would have been the easy path to show him anger. After all, his actions nearly cost me everything. He sat on the bed next to her, and she nestled under his arm. He looked down at his son. "But we're okay. He's not worth the pain of anger. Besides, if we can mend skyhooks instead of crashing them, we should." "You're such a softy, Skywalker," she said, but nestled deeper into his arms so he could reach all the way around her. "You had another communication while I was in the fresher," she said.
"I was just getting to that. It was Cam. He and Teon think they've found the planet we're looking for, and they send their congratulations."
"So they're headed back here?"
"Yep."
"Wow. And the Falcon showed up yesterday. When Jaina gets here, it'll be a real reunion."
"Yeah."
Luke touched the tiny perfect digits of Ben's hand. "And guess who'll be the center of attention? That's you, fella." He cocked his head.
"He looks like you today."
"He looks healthy," Mara said softly. "After that, he could look like a Dug for all I care."
"You did it, Mara," he whispered, kissing her cheek.
"We did it, Luke."
"Now I only want to know one thing," Luke said.
"That being?"
"How long before we get to sleep through the night again?"
Mara snorted and patted his hand fondly. "If this one is anything like the Solo kids, I'd say at least another 20 years."
Something in Ben's gray eyes seemed to agree